Hello and welcome to March 2025's edition of The Beacon, brought to you by the Working Parent Company. My name is Sharon Charlton-Thompson. I'm the founder and coaching director. It's a beautiful blue sky, dare I say it, warm day today, and smiles on faces all round to see the starts of spring everywhere. And in this edition, I'm just so delighted to welcome a guest writer. So in fact, it's her article that I'm recording as part of this audio, not mine. The article is written by Kirsty Snaid, who is one of our senior coaches at the coaching team at the Working Parent Company. And she has a new book that will be hitting the shelves in April called Returning Well. And you can find out more about the book if you have a look at the newsletter and how to pre-order. It's aimed at returners and also at line managers and their organisations. Returning Well, a shared responsibility. For many people, returning to work after maternity, paternity, or adoption leave is one of the biggest life changes that they will face. Although there is hopefully great joy about becoming a parent and a sense of excitement about returning to work, the transition from being a working professional to a stay-at-home parent to then a working parent can feel like a significant change. Challenges for parents can range from feeling guilty about leaving their baby, concerned about getting back up to speed with changes at work, or worried about dealing with expectations and assumptions from others. For many returning parents, this can lead to a real sense of feeling overwhelmed, and they may not have the strategies and tactics in place to be able to most effectively help themselves. In addition, however well-meaning the line manager of a returning parent is, they may unwittingly not fully understand the challenges of returning from parental leave and lack the experience, time, or skills to effectively manage those returning from leave. Types of support. Taking a truly systemic approach, there are five types of support that can help a working parent return after taking parental leave. The first is at a national level. So legislation around parental leave, flexible working, keeping in touch days, maternity, paternity and adoption pay, for example. Plus, of course, societal attitudes to working parents, parental leave and flexible working. The organisation. The organisational culture, HR policies and practices of flexible working, support networks, career management, breastfeeding support, reorientation and HR support, as an example. The third level is at the level of leaders, managers' communication and feedback, support for flexible working, role modelling, empathy and advice. And the fourth is within the team surrounding the returner themselves. So the attitudes of co-workers, behaviours and support, and the team culture. And the fifth level is self-support for the returner themselves. Such things as creating priorities, establishing new boundaries, cognitive coping, and reaching out for support. Support in practice. While delving into a couple of these areas in more detail, Kirsty provides a few examples of what this could look like in practice. As the manager of a returning parent, it's really vital to think about the frequency and level of communication and feedback you're having, as during the initial return, it normally needs to be stepped up. A quote from her book, "We used to have regular chats about the work I was doing, but also how I was finding it generally. It was great that I knew that I could talk to him, my manager. It would have helped to have had more regular feedback and contact with my manager to see how I was getting on. I'm not naturally an anxious person, but I did feel I needed that confidence boost to say, you're doing the right things, and I didn't feel I had that. My confidence took a knock, and I needed my manager to say, you're doing a great job, of course you are. Why are you worried? We want to have you back." As a returning parent, creating priorities and boundaries is one of the key strategies to help ease the transition back into the workplace. allowing working parents to manage the challenge of feeling overwhelmed and help alleviate guilt around struggling to feel both a good parent and a good professional. Areas that returners decide to consider as part of their boundary setting include: what is an acceptable level of travel? Deciding to turn off emails when they get home, leaving on time for nursery pickups, and focusing on their child when at home and awake, rather than getting distracted with work. Another quote: I was very clear about my boundary for pickup time, which was just a real agreement that I made with myself. Those returning from parental leave often find they naturally increase their productivity rate, are more able to focus, and reduce their procrastination. Kirsty has generously adapted this article from her forthcoming book, Returning Well. You can pre-order the book, and the details of that are within the Beacon newsletter. Kirsty is also one of our coaches, organisational psychologist, but also she does lots of talks for the Working Parent Company, and one of those talks is about returning. If you are interested in having Kirsty come and speak, maybe for your ERG around working families, or to run trainings with groups about returning well, whether that's with managers or with returners themselves, then please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. Further on in the Beacon, you'll see that we are featuring another professional partner of ours called Keep Them Safe, formerly Tech for Parents. They have been running trainings and talks for us for many years on online safety. And if you follow us on LinkedIn, you'll have seen recently that we've been really inundated with inquiries about work we might do in this space, largely because of a lot of the media attention that's come out of shows like Swiped, which was aired before Christmas, and Adolescence, the drama that's just been aired. If you'd like to find out more about Keep Them Safe and either have them into your organisation to run talks or trainings, or to contact them directly yourself and book a consultation, then the details for that are also in the Beacon newsletter. Thank you so much for listening. Have a lovely rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you next time.